A sanctuary campus is a college or university that pledges support for immigrant students with Dreamer status who fear deportation. There are about 50 sanctuary campuses in the country, including Notre Dame, and a student group wants Indiana University to join the ranks. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Alicia Hall reports, the group fears President Donald Trump will end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which temporarily shields children brought to the United States from deportation.
There are approximately 9,500 people living with DACA status in Indiana. One of them agreed to be a source for this story if we didn't use her real name. She fears deportation. She says she didn't know her immigration status until she was offered a college scholarship in the 8th grade.
And I couldn't apply for it because I didn't have a Social Security card. And I didn't realize what that meant until later. And then I was like, okay, so I'm different. I'm not like the rest of these kids, and there's not really a set plan for me. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do later.
She's now a biology major at Indiana University.
I am an American, but now I'm not the type of American you would think when you first think of American. But our cultures make up what the United States is, which is just a mix of a bunch of other cultures.
Many undocumented immigrants make the country their home. They pay taxes, but they do not apply for citizenship because they fear they will be denied and deported. Trump's administration indicated it would end the DACA executive order. After Trump won the election, student groups asked universities to shield these students. Undocu Hoosier is one of these groups. It asked Indiana University to pledge not to share DACA student information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Aaron Baratti is on its executive board.
So it is a commitment by the school to, you know, say that our law, our policy, we will protect that over, you know, federal law. And they can do whatever they want to do, but we're not going to help them.
In this December meeting, roughly 50 staff members sat at long tables before about 30 students. Provost Rebel read an excerpt from a letter she wrote to 17 students who disclosed their DACA status to her.
Let me assure you that we remain unwavering in our commitment to a welcoming, safe, civil, and inclusive community for all of our students.
The students were not allowed to speak at the meeting, but many held signs. One read, "Keep your promise, hashtag sanctuary campus." Provost Rebel told the students the school will wait.
I think it's premature to, you know, speculate on what an administration or Congress might do, might or might not do.
Angela Adams is an attorney for IU.
And so until we see that, you know, we don't know. We really don't know what will happen.
Adams is also an immigration lawyer and says the sanctuary campus has no legal meaning.
There's a lot of dehumanization, and that goes with the stigma of just being an immigrant, and much more with being undocumented immigrant. That's really hurtful. And I really think that there should be more voices and more people that are stepping up and making themselves be heard.
Though IU is still waiting to see what the Trump administration will do, Undocu Hoosier says the university is working more closely with them to try to admit more undocumented students and connect them with financial resources. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Alicia Hall.